66 degrees right now with clear skies. Well, a few clouds here in the downtown area anyway. At 6:30, it's time for our first look at the news. Support comes from Baker & Daniels, with more online at bakerdaniels.com. And here with a look at what's happening this morning is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. State revenues were up for the first month of Indiana's 2012 fiscal year. Experts say even though it exceeded budget projections, it's important to remember the figures only represent 1 month. From Bloomington, Indiana Public Broadcasting, Sarah Whitmire reports.
The state collected about $1 billion in July. That's an 11% increase over the same month a year ago. The figure also represents a collection of more than $23 million forecasters did not expect. Still, IU Public and Environmental Affairs Professor John Mikasell, who helped prepare the revenue forecast, says that does not necessarily mean the state now has a lot of extra money. He says the state was already expecting an increase over last year.
If you look at the forecast upon which the budget was built versus the result from that year, this fiscal year, the increase is only 2.3%.
July's collections do follow a trend of higher than projected revenue collections. Mikasell says it's still a time to be fiscally responsible.
It's far better than many other states are faring, but we're not finished with our economic problems in the nation and probably in the state as a whole.
The state maintains a reserve of about $1.2 billion.
That's reporter Sarah Whitmire in Bloomington. The nation's third largest health insurance company is the latest to leave the individual policy market in Indiana. It's another sign of diminishing competition to benefit consumers who purchase policies through a state insurance exchange under the federal health care overhaul. Aetna has informed the Indiana Insurance Department that it intends to cancel all individual policies December 1st. The state says Aetna is leaving the individual market over a health care overhaul rule that essentially requires insurers to dedicate 80% of the premiums they collect to medical care. If less than that, they must pay rebates to policyholders. Indiana wants to phase in the rule over several years. Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman will lead a delegation of Hoosiers on a trade mission to Japan. Skillman says the delegation of business and community leaders will leave next month and focus on job creation. She also plans to meet with Japanese companies with operations in Indiana. The group also plans to help with earthquake relief in an area that includes Indiana's sister state. The trip is being paid for through private donations. The police chief in Zionsville has resigned amid an investigation into whether he mishandled evidence for personal gain. Chief Rick Dowden submitted his resignation Wednesday in a note to the town manager. The town council is expected to appoint a new chief tomorrow. A special prosecutor is investigating allegations that Dowden misappropriated a TV and sports car seized as evidence and waved his loaded gun last year during a meeting with police officers at headquarters. Dowden has not been charged. The town's police board also took disciplinary action Wednesday against four officers due largely to their failure to report the allegedly improper activity. A teenager who authorities say opened fire on downtown crowd after the 2010 Indiana Black Expo summer celebration has been sentenced to 8 years in prison. 18-year-old Seamus Patton pleaded guilty to 13 counts. He already has served a year at the Marion County Jail. Patton was charged with 9 of 10 shootings, the victims all between the ages of 10 and 19. WFYI weather for today, mostly sunny with a high of 86, partly cloudy tonight, low 67, and tomorrow through Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow and Saturday about 87, Sunday's high 89. Right now it's partly cloudy, 66 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
All right, Sharon, thank you very much. 6:34 now, and another day, another free agent, key free agent pickup for the Colts this week. This time the club has signed defensive tackle.